Welcome, everyone. Shakti Activator. Shakti meaning the full activation of the Kundalini energies. We just asked a question about that. So we want to be fully activated in all of our cells and all of our bodies so we can activate ourselves and also be beams of light, beacons of light for others to follow, knowing that we're all connected with the grid. And as we activate the field around us. And today is July 20th, 2010. What we've been talking about on the last call, for sure, last week, was the conscious convergence, the wave of unity as described by Carl Kalaman, who is one of the main people that's decoded the information about the Mayan calendar. So that was last weekend, and that activation last weekend was the beginning point of working with this next and last level, so to speak, called of the Mayan calendar. It's divided into the nine waves. So this wave of unity is a precursor to the last level, or the last activation of the Mayan calendar. So we're going to talk about what this wave of unity means and what that frequency is and what that energy is that's coming onto the planet. So the Mayan calendar is divided into these levels, and this wave that we're moving into is the final wave, and it's described as the cosmic consciousness where everybody reunites. And what we've come out of is this whole cycle of evolution. The last period of evolution that we've been working with as a humanity, that we're moving out of, as shown by this last wave of unity weekend, we've been working with the consciousness of duality. And so this wave of unity takes us from that consciousness or experience of duality back into unity. And that's what we need to go towards. That's our next wave of consciousness, to heal the planet, to heal ourselves. So the wave of duality that we've been under, the reason we've had duality consciousness is because duality creates contrast. So it was decided at some point in history, around 26,000 years ago, that it would be an experiment that on the planet people would be able to fully experience the contrast of duality as another form of learning, as a very potent learning device. So there's different types of learning for evolution that have been experienced on the planet. So there was a decision by, I don't know who, the hierarchy or who, the collective consciousness of people at that time, saying, we want to experience duality. We want to experience what it's like to have more contrast and not just live in this unity consciousness. So, okay, that's what's been going on the planet. So people have been seeing things as distinct, seeing things as separate, seeing people as separate, seeing different groups of people as separate groups, seeing what we've been working with on this call as seeing the Earth as separate. So what we need to get back to right now, which was initiated according to the Mayan calendar energetically, the 17th and 18th of July last weekend was the beginning of that. We need to say, okay, we've had enough of separation, learning by duality. We see where this led. It's very strong contrast, and it's taken us to the brink of destruction. Now we need to reverse that and move back into another direction, into this unity consciousness, into this wave of unity. So the Mayan calendar doesn't talk about being an end to the world, but each level is a shift in consciousness. So we need to move back into this final shift of consciousness, which is saying, okay, we're moving back into unity consciousness, where we don't act separately or see people or the planet as separate. We need to move back into alignment with Source, which is the experience of oneness. We want to move back into the experience of oneness. We want to move, as we're moving through these waves, and we're now in the eighth wave, we want to move into the ninth wave of the universal or unity consciousness. So that's where we're going. We have to get out of, now that it was the grand experiment to say, okay, we're going to have duality. We're going to experience duality because there's when people see are able to experience so much contrast, then it's a really rich learning environment. But it's also led to, at this point, practically destroying the planet. So here we are. Now we need to move back out of a dualistic consciousness, a consciousness that separates people, into a consciousness that says, hey, we're all on Earth together. It's one Earth. We need to take care of the Mother. We need to realize we're not separate. So that's the basic energy that's happening that got initiated last weekend. And as we can see, people are waking up from, as we talked about last week, the oil spill and other experiences, and these major institutions on the planet that have wanted to control people, like the bankers that want to, you know, take all the money, and there's a small group of people that control most of the money on the planet, so that everybody doesn't, the planet, the money's not evenly distributed. We've been talking on the calls about how these institutions that control people are needing to fall so the energy can go back into a unified field, which means that everybody has equal access to the energies on the planet, whether it's abundance or the food they need or whatever they need. So right now we're in that fight between duality. It's the last hurrah of light and dark, so to speak, with so much polarity, so much separation. So the institutions that have been causing the great separation on the planet, as I said, as an example, like the banking systems, the banking cartels, those things are being exposed and starting to fall apart, starting to break down. And they need to break down so energy can become distributed and available to everybody on the planet. And the consciousness, the unity consciousness, the awareness can become available to everybody, the unity consciousness that everybody is in an experience of oneness, that is the true nature of who we are. We are united. We are, do all come from the same source, and there's a place where we can experience that union with Source, with ourselves and with others, even though we have distinctions and we're different, and we do live in a world of contrast. We live in a world of all kinds of contrast. You know, we live in a very diverse and rich environment. Every person's different. Everybody's house is different. You know, how the, even if it's a suburban house where they're all made the same, everybody decorates them differently. Yes, we're given that individuality by the Creator, that uniqueness, but it doesn't mean that there's not that consciousness of oneness. And the consciousness of oneness comes from activating the heart chakra. And there is a heart chakra of the Earth. There is a heart chakra of the galaxy, of the greater Earth. And so what we're doing when we heal our heart chakra, then we're able to connect with the Earth and with the heart chakra, the Earth heart chakra, and also the heart chakra that's holding, like the heart chakra of the Creator, so to speak, or of Spirit. There is a heart chakra that's being actually held outside of the planet in perfect unity, and it's that bigger field that we tap into, that we go into. So it's this greater heart chakra energy that's just in existence. It's the energy of love, and it's the energy that the underlying consciousness, the underlying unity consciousness in the galaxy and on the planet and in our own hearts is really a vibration of love. And life is the underlying experience or creation of life energies is an experience of love, and that we are living in a conscious universe. It's not a void. So again, this part of the duality consciousness is this feeling of separation, that we're separated from life, we're separated from love, and somehow that outside of the planet there's just this black hole, or there's this void, or there's this darkness. But as we move into the experience of oneness and this wave of unity, then we start to get really more connected with the feeling that we are really in a living universe that vibrates with love, and this field of love actually responds to us. And the delineations as set up by the Mayans in the calendar are actually called waves, and they're waves of consciousness. And also this wave is the same thing as Kundalini. So when we think about Kundalini moving through our bodies, it's a wave. It's a wave of energy. So it's actually different words for the same frequencies. So we're talking about like connecting with these frequency waves and riding these frequency waves and interacting with these frequency waves. And these frequency waves that we're a part of are the life force that with every breath we take, we are a part of it. So it's again moving out of that duality to people realizing that we're not separated from life. We're part of these waves of consciousness, and underlying all life is consciousness. And, you know, we on this call all know that. But there's more awareness of really how, there's more awareness now, more consciousness of really how life and our connection to life really actually works. And it's really about moving into these waves of consciousness and letting them flow through them. And it's literally riding these waves like surfing. So as we move into the wave of unity consciousness, then we start experiencing these frequencies in our body, and it starts lifting us up like a surfer on a surfboard. He's lifted up by these waves, and he has these really ecstatic experiences because he's cresting, riding on the crest of the wave of life. And, of course, if he crashes, he falls down. He gets, you know, pummeled by the wave, and that's not good. But he gets up, and he tries it again because he knows when he's really riding that edge, the top of the wave, it's such an ecstatic experience. So what we're really talking about right now, starting as of last weekend, we can ride this ninth wave, the beginning. We can start to ride this ninth wave of universal consciousness, of unity consciousness, where we're returning, where we're actually able to receive directly those high frequencies from Source in our physical bodies on the Earth. And this is what I believe, this is how I interpret what the Mayans are really trying to tell us, or if we want to call it the Aquarian Age, what the yogis are trying to tell us. And I feel Yogi Bhajan here right with us now. What Yogi Bhajan has been trying to tell us, it's the Kundalini energy that's now being activated. And we can now start to feel, get that direct connection with Source, and everybody on the planet has access to it, but they have to raise their consciousness up to it. They have to raise their Kundalini up, like a surfboard rider has to have a surfboard and go out there and have the skills to get onto the top of the wave, and that's what we're talking about. There's a place where we meet that frequency, where we're able to raise our energy up. And once we do that, there's a place where that Source energy and our frequency meets each other, and then there's kind of a meeting, like when you meet someone, and then you sort of kind of, there's a moment where you sort of sense their energy, and is it the kind of person that you give a hug to, or it's a close friend, or it's a lover? There's a place where we're sort of testing the water, so to speak. How do I align my frequencies and merge with these Source energy frequencies, these creative energy frequencies that are coming to meet me? And as we start feeling that and kind of moving with that, then we'll be filled with the energy of Source, but by the same way, our energy will go into Source. So that's the critical juncture that expands this energy, this high-frequency energy, into the grid. It literally builds, and this is what we were talking about the calls when we began, it literally builds this grid of golden light, of crystalline golden light around the planet. So when our energy meets the Source energy, it literally builds this grid around the planet, because the Source energy is coming in now, but we need to ground it in. We need to ground it in. We need, and the way we do that is we meet it. And we take it, we have to take it into our bodies, and we also send our energy out to source. So it's definitely a dance. It's definitely dance the Kundalini, where we're coming and going and coming and going. And then we become more and more activated. Then we can move back into what is sometimes described as activating our 12 strands of DNA, or we can say that our Kundalini is fully activated, or that all of our chakras are aligned and activated. There's many ways to describe what's happening right now, but we're talking about the fact that the beginning of having more and more availability of this universal, this last wave, this highest wave of consciousness, actually began on the 17th and 18th of July, Saturday and Sunday. So now we're upscaled as of this last weekend, so people can, you know, maybe notice in their life that things that aren't working, they may need to up-level, like communication and relationships may need to be changed or up-leveled. Maybe they notice that there's a relationship that they have and something shifted. I mean, and realizing that we're changing all the time, and it's really exciting, but there's adjustments that need to be made. And so maybe something may need to be communicated, or some people may be moving, or I was just reading an email with some friends I know, you know, they're sending out their address, they just moved out of town and they've lived here forever, relationships may break up. It can be, again, it's shown up in all kinds of ways, but just be aware, and we've been talking about this astrologically, that this is a time when energies are really shifting. So you can watch and say, okay, where does this, how can I hold this higher frequency in every area of my life? I may need to shift that, I may need to shift this, but it's just about up-leveling so that you can live at this next wave, this next frequency, this next wave of unity. You know, where do I feel separate from source in my own life? Where do I feel separate from source in my own thinking? Is it that I'm not feeling grateful? Is it that how I communicate, I complain about what someone's done to me? You know, that's a big, just even that thought alone is a big part of duality consciousness, that we've been trained in our culture to look outside of ourselves and say, like, well, that person did this to me, that person messed me up, that person, you know, screwed up my life, or this. Well, as we move out of that and move into, you know, then we're starting to really shift on our own consciousness that, yes, we've been bombarded by feelings, seeming of separation, feelings of dark things, evil things out there doing stuff to us, rather than realizing, oh, we've been living an intense, intense experience of duality, experience of, you know, good and evil, intense contrast. Like, wow, it does really seem that there's these energies out there that may be affecting me in a negative way, and I can't do anything about them. And maybe that's been true to a great extent, but again, we're shifting into saying, how can I even look at how I talk to myself, or how I talk to others, or am I gossiping to my girlfriends? Oh, this guy did that. Oh, I don't like what this person did. It's pretty common in our culture that we, you know, kind of talk that way. So how can we move out of kind of collusion when we talk to another person to kind of a synergy, like saying, you know, I'm just kind of needing a friend right now. I'm needing some empathy, or, you know, I'm just sort of wondering how I brought that experience into my life and what I'm supposed to learn from it. And now I just sort of wanted to talk over what kind of lesson I needed to learn. Okay, wow, I get that I needed to, whatever it happened to be, take more responsibility for my thinking, or I need to set more boundaries, more clear boundaries, or I need to work on my communication. So this is a really big time of fine-tuning, just even our thoughts for ourselves, and remembering that because of up-leveling these energies and our frequency, even if you up-level your thinking in your own mind and take a breath and more breathe in source energy, breathe in these upper chakras, these higher frequency energies, and then bring them down to your feet, and just feel even more moments of deep breathing and gratitude, that's going to move right into the field. And the field is going to become more and more crystallized. And when the field becomes crystallized, then what happens is when there's like a crystalline frequency in your field and in the grid field that's stronger around the planet, it's like then, like when you have a diamond or a crystal, then that becomes the field becomes more stabilized, and then the light from source, these high frequency energies from source, are able to come through and be more available on the planet for more people. But the energy has to reach a certain frequency to become crystallized. So you can just think about whatever it happens to be, whether you're baking a cake and you've got the ingredients, and you've got your flour and your water and your egg replacer or your eggs or however you make the cake. But until you actually turn the heat up and put it in the oven, you know, it's just a bunch of flour and water, and you're not going to serve that to your guests. But when it becomes crystallized in the fires of consciousness, now you've got this beautiful cake that you can serve at the birthday party. So the same way with consciousness. You know, we need to move into a state where our consciousness is more crystallized. And it literally, when you can look at your aura or somebody's auric field, you can see their light, different levels of crystallization or stabilized frequency is another way to say it in somebody's energy field. So it's a time to really stabilize these higher frequencies in our energy fields. This is the critical moment for us to get more stabilized in this consciousness. And as we do that, we have the stabilization, but we also have the flowing energy. So we have both polarities, but it's more like our own flow with these stable crystalline energies that we're able to feel, again, ride the waves like a surfer of these higher levels of consciousness and be more stable on our surfboards. So that's really our main task right now on the planet at this time, and that's the time we're in, into this shift, into unity consciousness, learning how to ride this ninth and final wave, this wave of enlightened unity consciousness, this wave where now, wow, we're shifting out of learning through duality into experiencing what it's like to not feel separate, experiencing the oneness, experiencing the oneness of love that creation is sending to everyone. So those are the main, the main energies that we're working with. So we're going to go ahead, let's see here, doing our meditation. Let me call it up here on my iPod. Let's see here. All right. So just go ahead and just breathe deeply. Go ahead and bring your breath, you know, all the way down into your belly. And just sort of feel, you know, the base of your spine and your kundalini, and just let that breath, your kundalini, breathe it into your whole body. And expand that energy, expand that kundalini, and feel how, maybe it feels easier to feel that and richer and fuller to move that through your whole body. But just see how that feels. And as you work with this energy, this is just a wonderful place to start and a wonderful energy to work with the people around you and your friends and your classes and by yourself, and just knowing that you're going to, as if you walk and deep breathe, you're going to be anchoring that into the field. Okay? So we're going to be working with. Breathe, and then if you want to move into the posture, it's cross-legged. Arms by the sides, elbows bent, palms up.
Thank you.
here. Hold the experience of unity consciousness in your field. Exhale all the way down into the earth. Inhale and hold the experience of complete health and healing and wonderful feelings of love and support for Margie. And let the breath go. And bring your hands to your own heart. Align yourself to flow into that unity consciousness, complete connection, support, love and joy for your own self. Exhale and let those beautiful feelings flow into the golden crystalline grid that we're now creating in this moment. Beautiful. And let it go. Inhale, exhale, relax the breath, relax the breath. Beautiful.